Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl, and we're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 episodes whenever you feel like tapping in. I really appreciate that. First things first, if you have not signed up for my email list, please tap in with your girl. I have revamped my 1-minute meditation guide for the 99 and the 2000, really the 2024 and beyond. But I feel like it was long overdue. The external chaos in the world is really testing the collective's ability to navigate our emotions and to remain calm. So I wanted to go ahead and revamp it and relaunch it so that you all, if you're needing it, can find a way to find ways around some of the issues that you have when it comes to meditating and focusing in order to regulate your emotions. So if you have not signed up for my email list, click the second link in my show notes and get your 1-minute meditation guide. You have to double confirm though. So you sign up, and then once you click confirm your subscription, only then will you get the guide. So definitely tap in and double confirm. Also, if you've done that already and you're already on my email list and you have not completed the podcast listener survey, please click the first link in my show notes and go ahead and do so, boo friend. I want to learn more about you. I've been able to create some things that have been based on your answers, and revamping that guide was one of them. So thank you so much for those who have answered, because you're helping me serve you a bit better. So thank you so much. So today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. Today is the day of the eclipse. I'm just coming on here to say, don't panic, okay? Resisting change is so dangerous, and it's really layered, and it's very deep. And I don't think we discuss that as much. We think we just attribute it to a spirit. And, you know, I get it, but that's just a very general cliche to say that. Everything is spirit. Okay, but how? How is it a spirit? How are these things affecting our life negatively? And that's the gag that people cannot usually explain. We'll get into that a little later, though. But I wanted to tell you all to please embrace the eclipse if you are a little on the fence about how this energy may affect you. It's another day. It's another day of change. Okay, that's how you could look at it. Every day, no matter what's going on in the sky, is an opportunity for a dramatic shift in your life. It's always a day for dramatic growth in your life. If you look at it fearfully, then can you really blame anybody else if it goes the way that you intended for it to plan, because the intention of fear was there, because you already kind of thought things are going to happen? I'm just telling folks, as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, just be very mindful of how you are approaching things in the sky, especially for those who are not necessarily super well versed in astrology. You're letting other people kind of put these seeds into your mind and subconsciously tell you that these are the things that's going to happen. Live your life as normal, okay? No worries. Now, with that being said, I want to tell y'all about how an eclipse turned my life upside down. And the reason why it was turned upside down was not necessarily because of solely what was going on in the sky. It was because I asked for it. Okay, like some of the things that we ask for, we don't really quite attribute to us and the connection to the source in order for us to have those things happen. We just say it's the sky. No, the timing of the eclipse is what really, you know, was interesting to me. But I already asked for it right beforehand. What it was that I said a prayer to God, and I like to do my prayers, my disconnection prayers. I said, whatever does not align, please remove it. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a job. I don't care if it's a man, my friends, my family. I don't care who it is. I'm giving it all to you. I'm asking, if it does not align, or if they do not align with what I'm looking for in this life and what you know that in my deepest hearts of hearts, I desire for this life that I'm living, please get them away from me. Please let it be a disconnection. So about 6 days later, I had ended a relationship. I volunteered to end that relationship with a person I was seeing. And then I disconnected from a job that had some ethical issues, and I just could not be at that job because I did not like being placed in situations to where I was being ethically tested. When a company does not have proper ethics, that means that you will always be the scapegoat when you go along with it. So I realized that that was not a place I wanted to be because we did not align. I prefer to go about things ethically. They kind of were like, not quite. But I thought that was interesting. So here I was, back single at the time, disconnected from my job. Now, luckily, I had other sources of income, so I was cool. But I was just like, wow, I done left this man. I done broke up with him. This job, and I we didn't work out. I honestly knew from the day they told me that salary wasn't gonna work out, because I was like, I don't know about this. We gonna make it do what it do, and I'm gonna probably end up leaving to go somewhere else, and that's exactly what I did. But I sat with it because I really love to just sit and process. I'm talking about real process. Not, oh, we finna lie to ourselves and tell us something consolatory so that, you know, we can just try to get over it. No, I don't do that. One thing I'm not gonna do is I'm not gonna lie to myself. So with that being said, I sat with myself and I said, what's happened in this situation? What really happened? And I started getting down to the nitty gritty. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, all right, okay. And I know people say those things are emotional, but that's the whole thing about the relationship between emotional and logical thinking, is that you can actually do both. I know social media likes to present it as where, you know, genders are just one and one gender is the other, which I think is complete crap. But, you know, you're sitting with the emotion of what exactly happened, and then you're using your logic to process through that. That's how I do things. But, and I say that because of how I do things, is because I know that everybody has their own ways of incorporating their own emotion and logic into prayerfully finding solutions and kind of making sure they don't repeat the same mistake twice, at least intentionally repeating the same mistake twice. So I'm going through this and I'm like, what, you know, okay, I did this. I said, oh, the eclipse is here. I wonder what influence this has on what happened. And I'm sitting with it and I said, I'm under the street, I'm just retracing everything. And I said, Maria, no. Because a few days before that even happened, you had said the prayer to God, to source energy, to do this for you. You asked, you made a request. The request was simply satisfied during eclipse season. Then I thought about it. When did I make this request? I made this request well in advance of any kind of eclipse season energy. I had already been thinking about these things. I just wanted to be clear on how I felt and what I was thinking in order for me to prepare to have the confidence and the conviction to ask for what I wanted. So I'm saying all this to say, before you just simply attribute something to the sky and to the energies in the sky, yes, there can be some influence, but at the same time, it is the will for yourself that you still have to attribute a lot of these things to in terms of what happens. Get very clear. It's okay to let the changes happen, but just don't be so dismissive. And I'm saying this because I love you. Just be very careful of being just so dismissive and attributing to something else that's intangible in terms of, you know, you're not able to touch the planets. You know what I'm saying? Physically is what I'm saying. But give yourself more credit. Sometimes the strength and the conviction and the confidence and the desire is so strong for what you want that the timing of such can overshadow the ability of your growth and your inner work to make the request to ask higher source to get this done. Sometimes I think we use the tools and we forget that the tools are there to be used alongside. They're not the sole way, or they don't have more power than the people that's using them. That's just how I feel. And that's just what I know based on my own experience. Sometimes we are wanting so badly to work on ourselves that we will give the tools that are meant to help us more power over us. So I'm saying that to say, with eclipse season, yes, you could feel a certain way about what's going on in the sky, but please look at yourself and your power and assess that, and assess the thoughts and the behaviors and the will that you've had to do some of the things that you're doing that may or may not cause change during eclipse season, because sometimes it doesn't work for everybody. Sometimes the timing is just not right for everybody. Sometimes the dramatic shift, I mean, for some people are not going to get what I asked for, because I specifically asked for that. That's tailored to my own journey. That's what I specifically meditated on for months and asked for it on one day that was well before the eclipse season starting. It's not going to happen the same way for everybody. Some of y'all might go through this season and be unscathed. Ain't nothing going to change. But May 15th, July 30th, something might drastically change. So I just wanted to put that on you all's heart today, okay? Don't freak out over this season. Change can happen every single day, okay? It can happen every single day. It can happen gradually. It can happen dramatically. it can happen because you pray for the conviction, or it could happen because we are not proactive enough and we let life happen to us and only then we react. It's a very nuanced conversation. But what I can say is, through the nuance, attributing just life happening because of what's going on in the sky, I just think that's too, that's lazy, number one. And I think, and I'm saying that, not saying you're lazy, but it's just a lazy thought process to where it doesn't allow us to truly examine and identify what's going on in our life. So this has been your philosophical homegirl. I'm just playing. But now, don't forget, if you have not signed up for the email list, click the second link in my show notes. If you love what you heard today, please support your girl. I want support for my birthday. My birthday is coming up on the 13th of April. That is this Saturday. And what I want for my birthday is loud support. I want people to be active in their support. And that is one way that you can show your support, is by clicking that second link in your show notes and signing up for the email list. If you've already done that, I appreciate it so much. If you have not completed the podcast listener survey, please click the first link in my show notes to tap in. Also, if you have, if you have not left a review for the Spiritual Homegirl podcast, that's another way you can show your support. Please click wherever you're listening to my podcast. If you're listening to it on an app, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, any type of podcast listening app, please leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. And if you have done all of that, please share it with a friend. I'm really all about serving through my mission. Again, we are in year seven, a little over 7.5 years, and I am really locked in with the mission, and I have zero intention on stopping. So with that being said, y'all, I will catch y'all next episode. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.